Hello, I have an invitation to tea with the Queen.
Yes, Emma's been expecting you. Please come in.
Hello, welcome to Tea with the Queen. Today I thought it would be fun to explore a conversation around the different tiers of business or service and relate it back to an airline. So you know when you go book your ticket, you can book economy, you can book business, or you can book first class. Everyone's always interested in what's the difference between economy? What's the difference between economy and business class? What's the difference between business and first class? And so I thought, wouldn't it be fun to talk about that? I also want to talk about the problems that we solve. We talk about, as business owners, the services that we help people with. And I like to talk about the currency that we're trying to help them with. People either want to save time. I know that's me. I want to move really quick. I'm prepared to pay a bit more for it. I want to save time. I want an express service. I want it done for you in a day. I am that type of person. So it might be time to be more efficient because I know that that will keep me moving and keep me having momentum. It may be that someone wants to save money. So instead of buying one, they'll buy 10. I did this yesterday. I'm trying out a new Pilates studio and I've bought a 5-pack, which has saved me money versus buying one at a time. Now, in the hope that I'll use the whole 5-pack, because you know that old thing where you buy it and then you don't use it. It's how gym memberships work, right? And then some people want happiness. Now, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy things that help you spend time on the things that make you happy. For me, what makes me happy is a nap. You all know that. Spending time with my family, reading, having some time to myself. I want to give you an example. If you go to a nail salon, you will really appreciate that. So at the moment, if you can see me, you can see that I'm holding up my fingers and I have hot pink nail paint on 8 of them, 7 of them, and light pink on 3 of them. Why? Great question. I want to talk about SNS nails. Does everyone know what that is? So, you know, you can go to a nail salon and you can get gel put on. And then you can get that sand where they dip your fingers in the little bottles and it feels like sand. That's SNS, right? And so I want to give you an example about SNS nails at the very end of this. But I want to start by saying when I go to SNS, I rock in and I say, do you have time to do my nails? The answer is always yes. They pop me on a little table, they dip my hands in acetone, and then they leave me for 30 minutes. So I'm going to leave that with you for a moment. And I also will tell you that in those 30 minutes, I get cross. Anyway, I'll come back to that. In business, I want to talk about what does first class, what does business class, and what does economy look like, right? So if I think about first class in business, I think about things like a one-on-one service. I think about a tailored service. I think about added extras. I think about stacking the value. I think about why would someone buy this and what kind of person needs this. So I work a lot with one-on-one clients and the one-on-one work is very tailored. It's very customized. It is not cookie cutter. It's exclusive. They get me whether they love it or not and they're prepared to pay a premium for it. That's first class, right? In my business, in the Emma McQueen business. What is your first class in your business? And there's no mistake that I've started with first class. I think it pays to have a high ticket item in everyone's business. The second class or the middle class tier class is business class. Business class can still be expensive or not, but it has a few less inclusions. It might be still a little bit tailored. You might have higher ingredients. So if you think about business class in a flight example, business class, you get better food. Business class, you get better foot room. Business class, you might get a pillow or a blanket, although I don't know if they do that anymore after COVID. Business class is just a tier up from economy, right? So do you have a business class service in your business that you could offer? And then finally, economy class. So in economy class, they don't necessarily care or see the value in the higher priced offerings. So there's no customization. From an airline perspective, there's probably uncomfortable seats, not much legroom, you're at the back of the plane. You get to the same location, but you might be a bit more tired, and that might be the payoff, right? So you might not be as well rested. If you talk business class, probably better well rested because you can pop your chair back. First class, you probably slept the whole way, so it doesn't matter, right? So I think in economy class, we need to think about our business. What does first class look like? What is business class? And what does economy look like? Now, economy to me in the Emma McQueen business might just mean I can do some group stuff. So we have business with the Queen. It's a low ticketed item, but massive on impact if you turn up. It's a networking event for women. No ick. It's $25. It's 90 minutes. It's economy. It's group. You don't get any Emma McQueen customization unless secretly you get me in a room because I love popping into those rooms. But it is a way for people to connect with me with relatively small amounts of skin in the game. Yeah. So if you think about the economy, business class and first class, economy for me is smaller priced products. So it might be my book. It might be business with the Queen. Business class might be a go-getter day where you actually see me face to face or an event that I run. And then first class is working with me on a continual basis, knowing that you'll get much more of me. So I would encourage you to have a few of those things because some people will want to spend more time with you. Some people will want to spend less time with you, and some of them will want you to do it for them. So there's that as well. Back to the SNS nails situation, right? So I go into the SNS nails salon and I say, I want to get my nails done. So they put me in on a table and they pop my fingers in a bowl of acetone where it slowly gets rid of all the nail polish that is on my fingers. I sit there for about half an hour. This is economy for me. I sit there for about half an hour and then eventually someone comes in, does the rest of my nails, and within an hour, I'm out of there. So it's not a great investment of time. Now, if I've got things that I want to listen to from a podcast perspective, I use that time to do that. Or if I want to have a conversation with someone, I do that because I'm basically on my own. But I still feel like it's a bit of a waste of time. And I look around the room, and because I like to research my podcast topics, I've asked a few women how annoying they find that half an hour. Oh my goodness, they are so frustrated by the half an hour. Business class in SNS would be still spending an hour there, but using the time to get a pedicure done at the same time as I get my nails done, right? So that's business class. First class, to me, remembering at the very top of this episode, I talked about I'm happy to get things done quickly. First class is an express service. I'm in and out in 30 minutes. I don't have to necessarily sit and soak. I just get in and get it done. Now, I have recorded this episode 3 times because I'm a techo nuffy and so I've buggered it up. But in between the first, second, and third time that I recorded this, I've been to the nail salon and I asked the women sitting around me how they found the soaking process. Did they love the soaking process? Did they use it for other things? Majority of the women told me they find the soaking process the most painful process. They're like, I just want to get in and I just want to get it done. I'm like, oh, super interesting. Anyway, the next time I went back, I said to the guy, hey, I've got half an hour. Can you do this in half an hour? So I put my clarity out there and went, I need this done in half an hour. And he said, yes, no problems. I'm like, wow, that's cool. So anyway, they got it done in half an hour. Then I said to him, because I can't help myself, I said, hey, I would pay extra if this was every single time. And he's like, really? I'm like, yeah, I'd pay $5 or $10 extra. Get me in, get me out. I don't even need to talk to me. I just want this done in half an hour. And he said to me, it's very interesting. A lot of ladies come in and like the process of soaking so that they can relax and they like the experience. And I said to him, well, I can tell you that I have surveyed a few women and no one has told me that. He's like, really? I'm like, yes. I said, if you offered a half an hour service in and out for SNS nails, I think your business would go through the roof. And he's like, thank you so much. You know what he said to me? He said, Emma, you don't need to pay anything extra. Just come in and tell us that you have half an hour and I give you the express service. Win, 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 win. Sometimes all you have to do is ask for the first class service and there it is, right? So what's your version? I mean, that's just a flippant thing, right? That's something that's easily solved. But what's your version? What's your economy experience for your clients? What's your business class experience for your clients? And what's your first class experience? Have you thought about it? Have you thought about actually what does that look like? You all know, because I said it time and again, I'm a dinosaur. I love one-on-one. I love one-on-one coaching. And that's time with me. People pay for time with me. And they get to access me in between our sessions as well. And they get access to my little black book of all my contacts and all that kind of stuff, right? That's my first class. We only take limited numbers of that because it takes a lot of my energy. Economy for me, as I said, it's dipping their toe in the water. It's business with the queen. It might be go-getters day. It might be any other things that they can touch and feel and experience the Emma McQueen. And then the business class might be Day with the Queen, which is the big event that we run every 2 years. It might be my Revenue Raiser program, which is a group program. You still get some of me. You still get some of me, right? And then, as I said, first class is one-on-one coaching. It's also the community that is thriving them in. And also we do one-off sessions called A Month of Momentum, where you can come have 90 minutes with me and I give you 30 days of support just to hash out one issue. Anyway, it's just something that I'm using. I really like the idea of tiers because I like the idea of different price points and meeting people where they're at. I am a sucker for new people starting new in business. I would love to be able to help them, but I'm not that coach. So I will have a clarity call with them, which is free, and just talk to them about what it is they need. I point them to the resources they need. I point them to any other coaches that they may need that are in this space. But I'd love you to think, what is your economy? What's your business? And what's your first class? These are the things that we need to think about. And it's okay to throw some out. There's some offers that I put out there and I just feel like, oh, they haven't taken them up and that's okay. That's not what anyone needs right now. I would love to hear from you. If you've got any thoughts on this, please shoot me a DM or find me in some way. I'm all over the place. And I hope you have found it helpful. And next time you're in your SNS nail salon, ask for 30 Minute Express, care of Emma McQueen. You're welcome. Thanks for listening to Tea with the Queen. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It really does help to get the word out. For more about me, please visit emmamcqueen.com.au, and I look forward to your company next episode.